Oh,
It
are we
worked.
going?
It worked.
Oh my gosh, that was the scariest thing.
That was
It really,
painful on my ears.
you genuinely sounded possessed.
I think that the last episode caused Amanda's computer to be haunted. Thank
Well,
you, Lady of
these
the
things
Light.
happen. We should all stay home so quarantine can end sooner so we can get back in the studio.
Oh my God, y'all, I did sound like Debbie from The Void.
You
What was
did.
that?
That was
Only
terrifying.
you can answer it. I don't want to answer it. I don't want that to happen again. I'm good. We're fine. We're fine here. It's fine.
Are you being productive? Like, are you those people that are getting a ton of things done, or are you just like, I don't know what day it is. It's 1 o'clock somewhere.
Oh no, I'm working, so I have a pretty regular schedule. It hasn't changed much from my normal schedule, except I just don't go anywhere.
So for me, on my off days, I really like I'm half and half. Like, either I'll be really productive or I just have no idea what's happening. The other day I tried to convince Tim that it was Wednesday, and it was definitely Tuesday. Yeah, and he's like, no, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's me too. I kind of meant like when you're not working. I mean, because all of us are working, so like work days are still work days. But no, I'm finding myself to be so much more productive. Like if it a work day, I'm just like putting my hours in and that's fine. But then on days that are non-work days, I feel like I have to accomplish like one thing in this house. So like pictures have been hung and closets have been organized. But I think it's because I was home for 8 weeks with Liam before going back to work, and now I'm like just working in the other room. You know what I mean?
I
Yeah.
gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I don't know that I'm more or less productive than I normally would be because I weekends I'm always cleaning and doing laundry and things, and that's pretty much what I'm doing now. But my mom is currently
Oh.
cleaning out the shed, so she's finding herself very productive this weekend.
Yes. Yes. I think when we get done here, I'm going to go work on my card catalog rehab, and then I'm going to make gumbo for dinner.
Oh, nice.
You can just put some on the front porch. I'll come get it.
Yeah, why don't
Yeah,
you drive through that
absolutely.
storm to bring us some gumbo?
Oh yeah, no. I went to you the last time. You can come stand outside my house next time.
There
Touche.
you go.
Touche.
Please, ma'am, can I have some gumbo?
There you go. But you have to say that in order to get it, okay? And I'll put it on TikTok.
The worst version of trick or treat that ever happened.
I
Quarantine
just sent
gumbo.
my mom a TikTok while we were waiting for Amanda's microphone to work because it was like Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, but it was a golden retriever like getting dressed and getting in the shower. And mom was like,
Yes.
"This is so cute. Where do you find this stuff?"
Uh-oh, Terry's gonna be a TikTok addict soon.
I know. Well,
She's
kind of like
already on the
me.
point machine.
I keep pretending that TikTok isn't real, but secretly I just like watch it for 2 hours at a time.
Yeah, I've been so close to creating my own account, and I really need to not do that. But it could be
I
fun.
just did last night so I could follow people, but like I'm not going to create content, says me. Check with me again in a week.
I was about to say, I give you a week.
Yeah. If I could get Kevin McCann to do a TikTok dance with me, I would create content.
You would go viral in a heartbeat.
No, I wouldn't. No, we would
If
just be
Kevin were to
another
do a TikTok
white
dance with
couple that
you.
can't dance.
Oh God.
Okay,
No.
so we're on Hawaii. I'm really ready for this episode. I'm really ready to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
really liked researching this episode. So Amanda has been to Hawaii, but I have not, so she may have heard of this already. Although Aaron, was it you that asked me the other day which if it was something, and I was like, no, it wasn't that.
Yeah, that was me. I asked if it was the shadow people.
That's right, yeah.
Ew.
It's not. So Hawaiian culture, like in general, I've always just had like a lot of respect for it. I've never been there, but I've heard a lot of, like you see stuff on documentaries or whatever, and it's just really rich with culture in the first place, and a big part of their culture is storytelling. So I was expecting there to be some pretty heavy urban legends. I wasn't sure exactly what I was in for, but it was really interesting. So Amanda, do you have any idea? Do you remember anything
I really
from your trip?
don't. I do know that there is, and I feel bad I couldn't. I mean, it was over 10 years ago, I think, that I went. And
Seriously?
yeah, I went when I was 15.
She went in high school for a choir thing, right?
Yeah. I do remember there was like this specific piece of land, and it was beautiful. It was all like a mountain range that was apparently sacred land, and now it's haunted because, you know, the white settlers decided to cut a highway through it. But that's really awful.
I think there's a lot of that kind of stuff.
I'm curious to see what we're talking about.
Well, because Mom went with you when you went in high school, and I asked her if she had heard of this particular thing, and she said that she didn't really remember hearing of it, so.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it'll be a surprise for everyone.
Yeah. If she doesn't remember it, I certainly don't.
Okay, so Hawaii's most famous urban legend involves pounding drums, torches, ancient warriors, and a lot of respect. So being disrespectful in this scenario can cost you your life.
Oh, this got heavy quick.
Yeah, well, see, this is why I like Hawaiian culture. The legend is the legend of the Night Marchers. So Terrence had actually heard of this. I guess he had seen something about it or read something about it beforehand. I hadn't heard of it before when I started researching it. But the legend says that on nights when there is little or no moon showing, the spirits of ancient Hawaiian warriors march to protect their land, culture, gods, and chiefs, just as they did when they were alive. The warriors wear ancient decorated cloaks and helmets and carry ancient armor. Hawaiians don't believe that night marchers are evil spirits, as some people would say, but that doesn't mean that they don't demand respect. In fact, some families believe that just by speaking about night marchers or by whistling in the dark, you will invoke the spirits to appear and do something.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Everyone pretty, yeah, now that we're talking about it, right?
I think this is what I meant when I asked you if it was the shadow people. I think I had it wrong.
Oh, really?
This is what I meant. Yes, okay. I think so.
So everyone pretty much agrees that you should only tell stories of the night marchers with reverence and respect. No joking around with this one. I'm warning you up front in case you go to Hawaii and carry any bad stuff with you. So, or if you are out and about at night in Hawaii during the last four Hawaiian moon phases. So I looked up a Hawaiian moon phase calendar, and it's not just like the same as like where they have the crescent and the full moon and new moon and all of that, that they have different phases and there's a lot more of them. Like each day is a different phase, I think. So they refer to this a lot as no moon, so the last four phases is when there's very little or no moon showing. So it's kind of like their no moon, I think, is the same as our new moon, when you can't see the moon at all in the sky.
Okay.
So if you're out when there's no moon, you may be in danger of being in the path of the night marchers. The night marchers will announce their presence with thunderous drumming, guttural chanting, and blowing a conch shell loudly one single time.
Okay.
The conch shell is a warning that they are coming and you better get out of the way. So everything that I read said that you will hear them before you see them, and you can sometimes see things off in the distance before it's too late. But basically, if you hear any of these sounds, that's the first warning that they're coming, and you just need to make yourself somewhere else.
How do you get out of the way? Like, just go home?
Well, okay. I'll get there eventually, but they do follow certain paths. So
you haven't gone over the history of them, right? Like why they are them. Like, I didn't miss that, did I?
Well, not in detail yet, but it is believed that they are just ancient Hawaiian warriors. So this was their job in life, and they are continuing it in death.
Okay, they take it that seriously. Got it.
But we'll get into it a little bit more than that. So after you hear the conch shell, some people say that you can start to smell a stench of death. At this point, if you haven't already ran far away, you'll see torches traveling in a line getting brighter and brighter.
The torches.
Yeah, well, you can see the torches, but they're so far off that all you can really see is the lights. If they're close to you, it's already too late. So you should have ran. Hawaiian locals will tell you that you had better run and hide if you hear, sense, or see any of these warning signs before it's too late. If you look directly at a night marcher, it is believed that you will be marked for death.
Oh.
Oh, hold on. My notes just jumped back a page for some reason.
I'm like really curious to go back to the dates. I went to Hawaii all those years ago and see if it was a new moon.
Yeah, see what moon phase it was. So here's kind of some of the history. When they were mortals, night marchers protected high-ranking chiefs or gods who were considered to be so sacred that no mortal was allowed to look at them, and some even say that no one could be clothed in their presence. When these chiefs passed by in life, commoners were expected to look at the ground to show respect. The punishment for breaking this rule was instant death. So one source said that the person would be instantly incinerated and their bodies would burn and dissipate as vapor into the air. So not only was it like believed like the other mortals will punish you if you break the rules and look at the gods or the high chiefs, but basically like you will just instantly die because they are that
sacred.
Right.
Wow.
So that's kind of the whole history behind if you look at anyone, because with the night marchers, the chiefs are believed to be marching with them. Like they're marching. Some believe that they're marching as an escort for the chiefs. So if you look at them, you are marked for death.
Every time, okay. And I know that these are like sacred beings, so it's really not the same. But every time you say night marchers, I think of White Walkers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not the same thing, but it's no, like a terrifying image in my head.
No, it's not exactly the same, but it still get out of the way one way or the other.
Either or.
Right. So many of these leaders were kind and chose to travel at night in order to avoid being seen by commoners, which is why in death, these processions continue to happen at night. Okay. So really, like, I think what's important to understand is that this is just kind of something that is. It's not like they're so evil that if you look at them, they'll murder you. But if you, like, because they're so sacred that they took upon the kindness to travel in their lifetime during the night so that someone wouldn't accidentally see them. So they were trying to kind of like put themselves out of the path of being. But so that's why it continues to happen at night. That's why they continue to march at night. Erin, is this sounding familiar since you think it might be the same thing you had heard of?
Yes, but I'm struggling because I don't remember where I heard this the first time. Like when I made the reference, I thought you covered it on an episode that you did previously, but obviously you didn't. So I don't know why I already know this. I just don't remember a whole lot about it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Terrence had heard of it too. So there may be like some, maybe you've seen or read something about them.
Could be.
Okay. So night marchers do not come to terrorize locals or even tourists. They're just simply doing their job. Many believe that the marchers still march and beat their drums out of an extreme sense of duty. So they just continue, when they died, they just continued carrying on with their job in their afterlife. So the first recorded encounter with the night marchers reportedly dates back to when Captain Cook arrived to the islands of Hawaii. And I don't know a lot about Captain Cook, and I didn't do a lot of research, to be honest. So sorry for that.
I don't have a clue who he is.
I've heard the name, but I just, anyway, it was in 1883, recovered archives referenced a mighty phantom army referred to as the Olo, which means spirit ranks, led by King Kamehameha's spirit, who was pacing angrily on the Big Island. So that was like the first time, I guess, when he arrived to the island, to the Big Island, he witnessed this, these spirit ranks marching. And that was the first time that it was ever reported. And then since then, I mean, people, it's reported all the time. So most of the time, if they are paying attention to their location and phase of the moon, locals can avoid night marchers altogether because they are said to have specific routes that they follow. Most say that the night marchers float just off the ground, but there have been a few accounts of them leaving tracks and footprints behind. Some of the most well-known paths of the night marchers are Oahu's Pali Highway, which runs along the famous Kamehameha battle site, and nighttime visits, especially alone, are not recommended there. So if you are touring there, don't go there at night and don't go by yourself.
Oh, you mean don't casually go at nighttime to a haunted battlefield. Okay, noted.
Right, yeah, in case you were planning to. And I apologize up front if any of this pronunciation is wrong, because I could not find a lot of pronunciation guides on these words. I looked, but I didn't get a lot of guidance there, so... The Kamehameha School campus on Oahu is also said to be in the path of the night, where the night marchers walk. It's over 100 years old, just for some reference. That site is the school campus. Kualoa Ranch, also in Oahu, night marchers have been spotted around this area. It said to house the remains of 100 Hawaiian chiefs that are said to be responsible for many nighttime car accidents. So I think that's a totally separate story, but La Perouse Bay, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah, I do not envy you having this state just because of the pronunciation. It's like Alaska.
Seriously.
Yeah, well, and in the Alaska, when I did the research, I was able to find pronunciation guides on a lot of that language, but this one, I just couldn't really find a lot. And then there's a couple, I mean, there's several more. I'm not going to list all of them, but there is one that I think is kind of interesting because in the middle of downtown Honolulu, there's said to be a train that runs through the footprint of the Davies Pacific Center.
Hmm.
Did you go to Honolulu?
I did, but I don't remember that.
I was going to say, I didn't know if you'd recognize that. I don't know anything about it because I've never been there, but I get the impression that it's like in the middle of downtown Honolulu. So it's not like a remote area. The buildings, everything just closed on me. I'm having technical difficulties today. The building security cameras have been said to have picked up footage of night marchers on video.
So,
yeah, pretty crazy. I didn't find any of that video, but I also didn't go looking for it. I wasn't really in the mood when I read that to see it. There was reportedly, though, a native Hawaiian cleaning lady who was doing her job one night in the building when a column of mist appeared. And then she died the next day. The next month, someone claimed to have seen her ghost marching with the night marchers and disappearing when she passed through a wall. Like, so I guess this was all something people saw on camera.
Yeah.
I don't know if that footage is out there for you to find because I didn't try to find it.
I'm not sure I want to see it, to be totally honest.
Well, and I kind of remember reading like that it wasn't. Things like this, like it's just because of the sense of respect and reverence for such things that it wasn't something that like someone would post on the internet. It was just kind of like, okay, so that's a thing that happened and let's just, we can tell the stories of it, but you right. don't want anybody looking at them on camera or not. So, okay. So apparently the path of the night marchers cannot be diverted by anything except for Hawaiian tea plants and not tea like that we drink. It's T-I is how you spell it. They're like, I want to say, I looked up what these looked like and I want to say that grandmom had some of them. They're just very big leafy house plants. They're really pretty. They come in all kinds of different colors, but I guess they're native to Hawaii. So night marchers can pass through walls and barriers, but wherever a tea plant is planted, they will take another path to avoid them. And I didn't really get an explanation as to why, but apparently that's the only thing that can cause them to change their path.
It's interesting.
It is, right? Okay, so here you go, Amanda. What happens if you find yourself in their path?
Yes.
Okay, so obviously if you know the paths ahead of time, the best thing you can do is try to avoid places where the night marchers might take their patrol altogether. Just don't be there at night, especially if there's no moon. Or if you hear or see any of the warning signs, just try to get out of the way. Definitely be respectful enough to not go looking for them.
Mm.
Like, who would do that?
Right.
Like, let's be honest. Who does that? That's silly.
Because not everybody has the same level of respect for things like this as we do. So I'm sure that someone would go try to disprove it or just to say, oh, I saw it. It wasn't anything. You know, I mean, people have their tendencies. I'm going to go ahead and advise you not to do so.
Got it. Duly noted.
Right. So obviously there are times when people have found themselves right in the path of the night marchers, which is where most of the stories come from. And they have not realized it until it was too late.
Oh, no.
Sometimes strong enough winds can mask the sounds of their drums and conch shell so you don't ever hear the warning signs and carry
just look up and they're there.
Yeah, or that. Well, as long as they're not, the path doesn't go through your house, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe don't build your house.
Yeah, don't build your house in the path of these. sometimes the strong wind can carry away the scent. So basically there's no warning until you can see them or see the torches coming. So if it's too late, if you find yourself in the presence of the night marchers, what you are supposed to do is strip naked. I know Aaron's already loving this.
I'm trying not to interrupt.
Yeah. So you strip naked because remember that some of the high chiefs, it was believed that you couldn't even be clothed in their presence. So I'm guessing that's where that part comes from.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So then you lie face down on the ground, close your eyes and play dead.
Oh my God.
Some sources say that you even need to urinate on yourself.
I'm sorry. So
you're laughing, but people actually do this because they'd rather take that risk than be, you know, seen as disrespectful by a night marcher.
I mean, today. Yeah.
So the idea is to show the night marchers that you have nothing but a fearful respect for them. If the night marchers do not take mercy on you, it is said that you will hear a shriek of it's O-I-A. So I'm not sure exactly how you pronounce that, but it means let him be pierced.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so obviously the outcome will not be good there.
I'm waiting. Okay, I'll say something at the end of this episode if you don't cover it.
Are you remembering something now?
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. I was like, Native Hawaiians may have more luck if they find themselves in the presence of the Night Marcher's procession, because it is said that if you happen to share a bloodline with any of the marching warriors, they will claim you by shouting, I think it's Na'u, which means mine. This lets the other warriors know that they have recognized you as a descendant, and they will all pass by you without harming you. So if you have no lineage in Hawaii, you definitely need
don't
to. Go. Yeah. Well, stay out of the way, or, you know, lay down and choose whether or not you want to pee on yourself.
Definitely going to pee on myself. God. I'm just going to throw that out there.
No, seriously. May not be worth the risk to not.
Y'all judge me all you want.
I won't. It is said that the only time these spirits appear in the daytime is to accompany a member of their family on their death journey across the Rainbow Bridge to the spirit world.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's kind of sweet.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't hate
this. Other than the let them be pierced thing, that was not very kind.
Right. Well.
Okay. I just have a story left, so tell me what you remembered. Okay.
No, that's fine. So when you were talking about Captain Cook, that was the first time anyone reported seeing them. Uh-huh. I was thinking to myself, like, is he the white settler who found Hawaii? Like, so I Googled it, and I didn't get that far. I just saw that, I mean, you know, on Wikipedia, they say, like, lived from then to whatever, birth year, death year. And then it said that he was, like, his death was by a stab wound. So I was like, ooh. When you said let them be pierced, so I was like,
Oh, interesting.
Maybe I'd have to look further into it, but I didn't know if you were going to cover that.
No, it lines up,
good
though.
Good job, Amanda.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing research that I didn't do while I was talking about that.
And it just worked in so seamlessly.
I know, I like
there
it.
There you go.
Good job, you.
I do what I can. I'm making up for my technical difficulties.
There you go. You're earning your worth. I appreciate that.
Okay, so the only thing that I have left is I actually watched an interview with, there's a Hawaiian storyteller is what his title said. His name is Lopaka Kapanui, and I did actually see pronunciation for his name, so that was convenient.
Oh, that's, yeah.
But I saw an interview with him, and then I read a couple of news articles where he had been interviewed. So from what I gathered, his title is storyteller. So I don't know if there's like many facets to his job, but it seems like I thought this would, you know, resonate with you all, because it seems like he hosts ghost tours on the island.
Yes. You know, that's my love language.
Yeah. We'll have to look him up if we ever make it to Hawaii together.
Though I'd honestly be quite terrified to take a ghost tour in Hawaii after hearing this story. Like, I don't know which ghosts I'm going to see.
Well, so his stories were pretty interesting, and which is why I said we should look him up, because you'll see why in a minute.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, in the interview that I watched, he had told a story of having been out on a ghost tour on the most eastern point of Oahu, when he asked a group of tourists if they could guess where around them was the known path of the Night Marchers. So I guess he knew that they were in an area that was near a path. Apparently people pointed in all different directions, but there was a 6-year-old boy on the tour, and he pointed to the exact spot that was known to be where the Night Marcher procession came through. And immediately after the little boy did this, the wind became crazy and hot, and they heard the sounds of the Night Marchers.
No.
So Lopaka said that he didn't realize what phase of the moon it was, and he didn't realize that they would actually be marching that night. So he was kind of taken off guard, which seems like that might be something, no offense, dude, but it seems like that might be something you want to know if you're hosting ghost tours at night in Hawaii.
No joke.
I completely agree. Yeah.
Your research, no disrespect, but right. I don't know.
So he said that he actually ran to the bus, and the tourists didn't follow. So he didn't necessarily mean to leave them behind, but he ran toward the bus and they all ran in a different direction.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, I don't know what exactly they were thinking, but.
Oh, my God.
He felt guilty for it. So I think he made it so far as to get on the bus, and the bus started kind of driving away, but he felt guilty for leaving them and asked the bus driver to turn around. But the bus driver, who I'm guessing was also Native Hawaiian, refused to go back. So he asked him to just park the bus and wait for him, which he did. So he went back and found the group and escorted them back to the bus. And I guess everybody was okay. And then he said that the 6-year-old boy said, "Sir, thank you for coming back for us. Those men in the funny capes and helmets were looking at me. One of them asked me, what is his name? And I told them, I don't know." So I guess one of the Night Marchers asked the little boy what Lopaka's name was, like what his surname was.
Oh my gosh.
Right? So as he's telling this story, then he was talking about, which I had read another article about the second story that he tells, but it was apparently about a month before this happened, he was at the Manoa Chinese Cemetery when a wind came out of nowhere and bent trees and it became really hot. So he was saying that he was on this tour. I remember he said it was like a group of like 32 architects. So that like a bunch of, I got the impression that it was like a bunch of grown men. And it was just like everybody was immediately terrified. Yeah, probably not native Hawaiians. But yeah, so a wind came out of nowhere, like strong enough to bend trees, and it was really hot. So he said the next day he called his cousin and told him about it. And his cousin told him that he had been standing in the exact spot where the night marchers were said to come through. So I guess maybe this was a path he just didn't know about ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So he asked his cousin why he wasn't harmed. Like, what? Well, if that's true, then like, why wasn't I harmed? And his cousin told him that that one of them must have been his ancestor, so he was spared along with the rest of his group. Lopaka he believes now that he has family among that particular group of night marchers. I got the impression that maybe it was in the same part of the island, so maybe it was the same path, just a different area.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not harmed when they come through. So that's why I said we need to look him up, because if I'm going to go on a ghost tour with somebody, I want the guy that can protect us from the night marchers.
Yeah,
if the guy that can protect us but is irresponsible and doesn't do his research on the right days to be out.
Yeah, that's true. There's another.
So yeah, when you first started this story, I was very concerned. I was like, I do not want to look this guy up if he's just going to leave us. But then he went. So it's fine.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I would like to point out that, like, as you were finishing that story, a huge rumble of thunder just came outside my window.
No. So, perfect.
That made it extra spooky. I don't know if y'all could hear that or not.
I couldn't. I wish you could.
I wish it was in the recording. It would be even better.
Well, so this is a new microphone I'm using. So I'm sorry I was kind of quiet there in the middle because I was trying to figure out the settings and not interrupt you. But, like, this one's supposed to pick up a lot of external, like, background noise, like our good mics upstairs do. So I was trying to turn down the, like, sensitivity on it. So hopefully it didn't pick it up, but we'll see.
I've only really been able to hear you.
Do what?
I've only really been able to hear you.
Okay, good. That's the goal, but, you know.
That was awesome. I love Hawaii, and I love the rich history.
I know. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah,
that was good, Pam. You did.
I wish I knew how to pronounce the names. All this time, I'm thinking because I followed Jason Momoa on Instagram, so I see him write things in Hawaiian all the time. And all this time, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, dang, I really wish that, like, you know, he was a real friend on Instagram. I could message him and say, hey, could you tell me how to pronounce these words so I don't ruin your culture on my podcast?
Honestly, you
He probably would have. I should have done it.
I would have, like, died a little bit.
There's your homework. Before this episode comes out, I want you to message him and see if he will respond, because that can be the photo we put up.
And when we do FaceTime him, we have to make it a group. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I mean, why do you go to 11? Like, getting someone to respond on Instagram and FaceTiming them are very different things.
Listen. I was going to say that you guys are really hopeful that he has nothing better to do than check his Instagram messages, but we are in the time of quarantine, so it's possible is the best possible time for that.
This is an ideal time to reach out to all of your favorite celebrities and attempt to get a reaction, because you know all they're doing right now are learning TikTok dances, so reach out to all of them. See who you can get a response from.
Fair enough.
All right, I'm going to stop here.
Thanks for listening to Salt Over Your Shoulder,
a Redwater production.
We appreciate your support. Your download allowed our crazy idea to gain steam and make it into your podcast directories.
We couldn't do this without you. If you'd like to continue your support, you can engage with us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at Salt the Pod, or follow us on Facebook at Salt Over Your Shoulder. You can also email us at saltoveryourshoulder@gmail.com.
Special thanks to the one and only Andrew York for our awesome graphic.
If you'd like to continue your support, please consider giving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast directory. This helps other people find us as well.
You can also become one of our patrons at patreon.com slash